The Army needs brave soldiers. In this battle, it seemed the bravest of them all was a man in the heat of the conflict, yet one not there to take up a weapon. The soldier soon noticed he would run to the sound of the gunfire, because that's where he was needed the most. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
News on the radio, it's nice because it's just a quick snippet and I don't have to go searching for it or grab a paper.
I listen to radio because anywhere that I'm going, I'm listening to music or I'm listening to a talk show or I'm just trying to stay up on current events.
I always turn into the radio to see if I need to take shelter, where it's hitting, to see what I need to be preparing for.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
In tiny Pilsen, Kansas, you'll find the St. John Nepomucene Church. Young Emil Capon grew up here during the Depression years, seeing his family trying to scrape by on what they could grow and learning the Christian faith from his family and community.
He was taught about self-sacrifice, because when you lived on the farm in those days, if you ran out, you went without. And then he was taught there was someone far greater than he was to lead the soul along the right path. Those were the things he took with him to Korea.
Harriet Bina says Emil became a priest and served a short time here at his home parish, then went to World War II as a chaplain, then back to the U.S. However, he wanted to remain active in the military as a chaplain. While serving at Fort Bliss in El Paso, he received orders he'd be heading to Korea. He made a visit here to Pilsen before heading overseas.
And the bishop allowed him to come home and spend a month here in Pilsen telling his family, his loved ones, goodbye. And so he had two masses here on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then he left.
It was the last time Father Emil Capon would be in his boyhood church. By the middle of 1950, he was in the thick of the fighting, and those around him noticed how the priest and chaplain served.
The men told us from the time they hit the shores of Korea, he made a name for himself. They said he seemed unafraid.
Those men soon gave the chaplain priest a nickname.
We'd peek out and we'd see this priest running across the battlefield, headed for the sound of the guns, where all that shelling was going. They said, "Father, why do you do that?" He said, "Where you hear that shelling, where you hear all that gunfire, somebody is wounded, somebody is dying, they need me." They used to call him "Run to the Sound of the Gun, Capon."
The most difficult chapter of the war for those men was still ahead. And the story is next time as we travel the countryside in Pilsen, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCrae.